All right, so don't move around with the mic. We're set up Neanderthal style here today.
You are a Neanderthal.
Yeah, you got to talk into the mic, though.
I know that. You tell me it every day. I know.
I don't tell you every day because you're not on the mic every day.
You tell me all the time.
But
I understand I need to talk into the mic. I understand that.
Okay, we're on the air. Hey, back to you.
Sorry, bad reception.
All right, listen, real quick. I want to talk to you about something I visited a while back. It was kind of an interesting subject. It's about male and female trainers. And you know who Prime is.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got an article here from 2016 by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And it states, in St. Louis, new Prime Trucking, Inc., one of the nation's largest trucking companies, will pay over $3.1 million. See, you're moving around. Is it you or is it me? It's you. Okay, so try to keep the mic still. We're set up here. Talk CDL's in Pennsylvania this week. We should probably tell them that. And
can I tell them what we're going to do?
Well, go ahead.
We want to. There's a truck stop, a pilot right there at 81 in Pine Grove, and we want to see if we can go and do a.
Listen, I gotta tell you. By the time they hear this one, we'll already be back in Florida. We have to announce it on the live feed. This is a podcast, pre-recorded show. Okay. Anyways, so let me go back to Prime for 1 second. So they had to pay a $3.1 million lawsuit, okay? And they had to make job offers to women, you're a woman, okay, who were victims of the company's unlawful discriminatory hiring policy. Now, I could read you all the mumbo jumbo from the lawyers' BS, okay? But let me just tell you basically what they were doing. And I've got to be honest with you. I kind of was in agreement with Prime. But, of course, you can never please everybody all the time, right?
No.
Okay, so what they were doing was they were making when a female driver applied for the company, they had a policy in place where only female trainers can take care of the female driver. They were not allowed to go with male trainers. And I kind of thought it was a good policy only because you would almost think you'd get into more sexual, I don't know, some kind of sexual, not discrimination, but maybe whatever sexual harassment suits, you know, in a sense. And then the females could come back. This was my understanding, by the way, and my opinion. That if you let females go with male trainers, you're going to see a lot of instances where they say, okay, the company didn't protect the female,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's claiming, and I'm not saying all women are like this. I'm just saying that this has happened at many.
If things didn't happen, it wouldn't come up into anybody's idea. So, yeah.
Exactly. So, and that's, again, I'm not speaking for Prime. I don't know what they were thinking when they had this enacted, this rule. But at the same time, I kind of really understood making females go, females and males go, males, mainly because of sexual harassment.
Well, you shut the door on it.
Well, let me just read this. I'll read this one little part. It says, because Prime had very few female trainers, its same-sex trainer policy forced female trainees to wait extended periods of time, sometimes up to 18 months, for a female trainer to become available, which resulted in most female trainees being denied employment. Male applicants were promptly assigned to male trainers. Prime ceased using its same-sex trainer policy in 2013. So this all got stopped in 13, but it looks like it got resolved last year in 2016. So what I'm saying is I actually kind of agree with that. Now, I wanted to ask you basically what your thoughts were, because first off, you're a female, and you know, let me just say this about the 18-month thing. If you're a driver and you just get your CDL, okay, and you have to wait 18 months to go with somebody, you're pretty much not even considered fresh anymore. Most companies don't even want to hire somebody that only went to a school a year and a half ago. So those ladies were kind of, you know, in danger of not. In fact, personally, I would have, if I was those ladies, I would have went somewhere else right away.
I would have. See, but the only thing that they don't say is, are those ladies, did they go through prime schooling? And because, see, this is.
Doesn't say.
No. And that's the thing is, if they went through prime schooling, they couldn't go somewhere else then because they were locked into a contract.
Yeah, but I don't think that was the
case.
But
if they were a trainee that they had their permit and everything already and they were coming in for training, I would have applied at many other companies until I was able to get in.
Right.
That is, I honestly do say, is completely ridiculous waiting 18 months to try and get trained to start the career that I just chose to do. I do understand Prime's choice because they're trying to look out not just for the company, but for the woman also, and for their employees that they had there. So, I mean, they're looking out for all three, the trainee, the trainer, and them as a company.
Yeah, and my guess is Prime was just trying to do it right by everybody.
Exactly.
And protecting everybody. That was their decision. Because obviously these big companies, they don't make a rule up to make people mad or to hurt people.
No.
And be honest with you.
They want the driver, so they're not going to make up a rule that's going to be one that's going to take away their driver.
And they also want to make up rules that are going to protect themselves, you know what I mean, from, you know, crazy lawsuits.
Well, yeah, because they're a big company, and, you know, I'm sure they try and get sued weekly on stupid little baloney crap.
And, you know, you go to the flip side of this, right? Now, let's say you're a female driver,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, I was one time.
And you were. And most female drivers.
I got sexually harassed all the time.
Yeah, you did. Well, anyway, so you were, female drivers, though, are usually strong people. And I don't mean strong physically. I just mean, and they could be strong physically, but they're strong mentally because they're able to be out there alone.
Well, you're doing a man's, classified as a man's job. So yeah.
I would imagine that there was plenty of ladies saying, you know, that's BS. I want to be able to go with a man. We can act like adults and not, well, you know, have anything going on. Now, go ahead.
Most of the time, women have a different mindset than men. I mean, you tell me all the time, you tell our daughter all the time, men think differently. Women feel as though that they could be a friend, even best friends, with a guy and not have any sexual interest whatsoever.
Yeah, but we don't think that way.
And that's what I was pointing out.
I don't care.
A woman can say, I can go with a guy trainer and not have any issues with that. And the guy trainer might totally have a different issue.
Yeah. I don't care what guy out there says he's professional and doesn't think of in any way a lady that, in fact, I've met men trainers' wives.
Oh, they don't like that at all.
And you see, the men trainers thought, oh, my wife trusts me and everything's all good. And I've talked to their wives, plenty of them. Okay.
Right. Yeah,
and you know what they've said? Yes, it did bother me. And it does bother me. And you know, and some will say, no, it don't bother me. So I'm not saying, but I'm saying a lot of them, it does bother them that their husband may have a female in the truck. Now let me say this. You're a pretty hot chick yourself. Okay. Can I refer to you as a chick?
I don't care. I hear many things from you about who I am.
but seriously, you've been hit on your share of hits in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you've gone through many friends and whatnots in your lifetime, and it's very rare when you have a guy that is going to be just a friend with you. Most of them have an ulterior motive to being your friend. Now, can you just imagine? Okay, you got a woman that is fairly hot, and or maybe they're all hot. Who knows? But she's in the truck, and now it's nighttime, and maybe you're laid over somewhere. I could just picture, you know, the guy accidentally, you know, when she walks into the curtain being changing and, you know, being in the buff, you know, on purpose. You know, I could just picture that, you know, just little hints, little innuendos.
I could tell you that usually a guy in the buff isn't one of those.
Oh, wait. You're about to make fun of truckers, aren't you?
No,
don't do it.
I was just going to state that women don't view guys naked the same way guys view women naked.
Right, but we don't think that way either. We just view it the way we want to view it. I'm sorry. I'm all guy.
I know, but I'm trying to point out that you just gave the scenario of the lead driver being in the buff because, you know.
Accidentally, though.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
But the woman's going to go, oh, man, I just seen your hairy butt. I don't want to see that.
Okay, well, here, let me play it a different way. Let's say maybe I was your trainer, right?
Oh, my gosh, I just seen a hairy
exactly.
butt.
Exactly. And so I find you very attractive. So, you know, I might do something like, you know, kind of be sleeping and you know, sleep with nothing on.
You got to see, he's actually trying to imitate himself laying down. His little arms are going in a different direction, trying to hold the mic. So he looks kind of queer.
There goes the whole show. No, but seriously, what happens is, you know, what I would do. Okay. And I know I'm trying to word this in a nice talk CDO way, but, you know, maybe I would be, you know, laying there with nothing on because I was attracted to you. I'm just saying these are real life scenarios.
No, I understand that.
You know, I'm not just trying to make this a dirty show. I'm telling you what I would do. Like if I was your trainer, I would leave little hints. You know,
yeah.
I know I would. I'm not stupid. In fact, you know what? That's why I don't go out. I don't even have friends anymore. You could tell everybody. I have no friends. I don't go out with anybody in to bars or anything because the last thing I'm going to do is be around.
Well, there's many reasons why we don't do certain things like that. But we made an agreement when we first started dating that we would never go anywhere without the other.
Right. So
does that show that he has a control issue or what? But needless to say, we don't. We haven't done that. And in return, it has cost friends because friends don't, you know, they want us to go out and party with them.
And we don't.
But we don't because we don't do anything without the other.
Right. So, but let's go back to the perverted trainer, me.
No.
Okay. So if I was the trainer and I had a hot chick like you in the truck, I would be thinking of ways to somehow make an advance. I'm telling you, I know how I think.
Women know what you're trying to do.
And what's so funny is I know there's guys out there that are listening to this going, that's BS, man. Not everybody's like that. I'm a professional. You know what? I call the BS card on that. Okay. I don't care. If you know what? You go ahead and spend enough time with an attractive woman in an enclosed quarters where she's sleeping, maybe in her nightie, maybe you're sleeping. Don't tell me that something doesn't go across our minds. And why do we even want to put temptation? I'm just saying I wouldn't want to be a trainer for that reason because, you know, after, you know, you seeing me laying on the bed accidentally, oops, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean for you to see that. You know, but anyways, I know you would probably maybe quote call me. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying that's you.
No, I understand it. And like women are smarter than you think. We do know what you're trying to do.
Now,
what if
I was accidentally sleeping nude?
Honey, you don't
You would just assume it was on purpose.
We're like we'd be like, no, don't do that. But I can tell you, first of all,
see now you're
women aren't stupid. We
invading my rights to sleep in the cab the way I want to.
And
okay, good.
That's usually why they would be driving and not in the cab.
Okay,
but here's what I'm trying to point out. There's also other things that men do to a woman that we understand is a pass or a hit on, a slight bump.
Little things.
I mean,
we know
all those things. You can't just get. We know the
little rub when you're walking by.
The little bump, little caresses.
I would do that to you.
Oh my gosh, your hair really smells great today.
I would do that.
We know these things. We know they're hits.
The compliments.
Yeah.
I would do that to you. In fact, I did that to you. but I'm just saying though. That's I know exactly what Prime was thinking. It's really not that hard to see, you know. Something possibly, and don't get me wrong, I'm sure that there has been plenty of times where a male trainer has taken a female trainer out and nothing did happen, okay, where people actually didn't mind their P's and Q's and they were professional about it. But I'm just saying, after a while, come on, man, if you are constantly taking somebody in your truck with you and you have an attraction to them, that's a danger. That is a danger. And you cannot say to yourself, I'm not attracted to this person. You either are attracted to somebody or you're not attracted to somebody. That's why it's best not to go. And hopefully I'm not giving marriage advice here, but it is. It's best not to tempt yourself and go into places where you might actually see somebody that you're going, wow, that's an attractive person, and I really don't want to be looking at that person. So just imagine being assigned, hey, you just got this new student, and all of a sudden she's a knockout. She's hot. You know what I mean? And you're going, oh, crap. You know what I mean? I know that would bother me. It really would. And if it was you that I was training, I would hit on you the whole time.
Well,
the entire time.
We've been there, done that.
I would do the rub. I like the rub.
The rub, the caress, a little bump.
Oh, excuse me. I got to get by you. Oops. Oh,
these
I'm sorry.
Tight quarters. Oh, my gosh. I just can't squeeze through.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, you know, in return, I know women that have done
that. Oh, here, let me help you up to the top, punk. I'm sorry.
I'm going to hit you with the mic. When you hear a thunk, you know what it is. It was Troy just getting V8 on his forehead.
Well, do you think that the...
No, and... Yeah. and
would you want to be trained by a man? Be honest.
Well, I was trained by a man.
Would you want to be trained by a stranger?
I wouldn't want to be trained by a strange man. No. And that would be one of the reasons why, because...
And you're not calling all men pigs or anything.
No,
you're just
I'm
saying
not.
You know what could happen.
Yeah.
Especially if you're married. You
and
know.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't want to be trained by a strange person that way. And honestly, it's not just... Even if the men were strong, the woman can end up being the one that would be doing that. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I not shut the curtain all the way while I was changing?
I would hope you would do that. I would be dreaming that.
Or any other situations. Oh, I didn't mean to bump you. I'm sorry. These quarters are so tight. My breasts were too big. Or whatever the case might be. No. You know, you never ever know what a woman, when she's trying to hit on a guy, because that could happen too. The guy could be a very strong man, yeah. But the woman being...
He could be a resister of women like me. Right?
Mm.
I am. I'm a resister of women. You know what I would do though if you were my trainee? I would be like, listen, Ruthann, I notice your shifting is a little rusty. Come sit over here on my lap wall, and I'm gonna walk you right through the shifting pattern for you, and it's gonna be just professional. Come sit here.
I think that's what you did do.
Okay.
Here, let me show you how you shift. Here, sit on my lap. Let me put your hand on mine, and we'll go through the moves.
No, but, and look, and again, I'm not trying to make this a perverted show, but this is real. This is a real life scenario with some trucking companies. And that's if I was a trucking company, you got to ask the question, okay, are we going to get sexual harassment suits? Because they're going to claim we couldn't protect them. And now you've got companies where, you know, they got sued because they tried to protect people from that. And I would almost have to guarantee, I can't, like I said, I'm not speaking for them, but it almost looks like that's what they were doing.
Yeah, to me, that's what they would have been doing too, if I would have seen those, you know, the way it is.
Yes. And now I have to, excuse me, I got to get by you. Pardon
Oops,
me.
Sorry.
I like that idea though. I was only thinking of the bunk thing and you come up with other ones. Oh, what if I had to walk by you? My breasts were too big. Ruthann. Oh, God. But you know what? I guarantee you that stuff happens. I guarantee
it does.
Yeah. So anyways, look, I just wanted to get your take on it. And you know, it's always nice to, you know, especially when there's a female point of view when it comes to that, you know, getting trained. And you know, I'll be honest with you, you and I have talked about this before. Women are meaner to other women. Right. In fact, most of the girls I know always say, most of my friends are guys. I can't be friends with other women. I hate other women.
I did have more guy friends than I had woman friends.
Right. So that's another thing. You know, now a female is being forced to be with a female. And, you know, most females want to.
They could be catty.
Yeah, exactly. The cat fighting could happen, which, you know what? We see that with guys doing that, too. In trainees and trainers. You know what I tell every trainee? I tell them, I say, listen, it's like 6 weeks. Just bear with it, man. Go with it and get through it, you know? So anyways, do you have anything else on this, Ruthann, on trainees being trained by the same and the opposite sex? Mm-hmm. Anything at all?
Not really.
Nothing at all. Okay. Well, you want to wrap this one up? I don't even know. I'm serious. This one might not even make it. I think you used a couple words in there, but who knows?
Well, if you're referring to one of my words, yeah. That means to be happy.
Yeah. Well, actually, it means to be weird or whatever. But
no.
Who knows?
It's happy.
Okay. It's whatever. Who cares? You know, we don't avoid stuff like that. Any advice?
If you're going to get your CDL and you're going to go to training, try and make sure that you do it with the respectable company.
I like that. And you know what my advice is also? Before you get your CDL, know exactly what you could be getting into. If right. you're a female, and I'm only really mainly talking to females. And guys, I'm sure there's guys that have had female trainers. But I would just tell you, no, if you're not... I've had many husbands call me when I was a recruiter asking me, hey, I wanna come on to your company, but I wanna, and my wife's gonna
train
get
my
her
wife, yeah.
Exactly. My wife's gonna get her CD on one train.
Well, we can't do that. That's
there's some companies that will let you do that. There
now,
is very
now
little.
They're very little. And I'm gonna explain why. Because see, even though a lot of y'all know that I did get my permit or did get my CDL, Troy and I had our way of driving. But I will be the first one to admit I cannot back a tractor with a trailer up, period. I tried. He got frustrated. He could not. It just got to the – I never backed into a dock. And if you have a husband and wife
– Yeah, I did all the backing.
I couldn't back up worth anything. Yeah, I'd start going, all of a sudden, I'm jacked.
But you weren't, you weren't just a logbook. I know, like, some husband and wife teams, you know, even companies will tell you, we know she's just a logbook. I hear it all the time. And I don't believe that it's like that anymore. There's a lot of strong female drivers out there.
The female drivers are great drivers. I would never, ever discredit any of them. Right. I had a hard time. But my point that I was trying to state was that when you have a husband training his wife and she can't do certain things, he's going to just go ahead and do them anyway. She'll never learn how to actually do them. Because he's just going to go like, okay, well, I'm just always going to do that. You don't have to learn it. So in return, she's not fully learning what it's like to go out in a truck by herself and do all the driving and backing and doing everything that's needed to be done because the husband's then picking up his, you know, where she's lacking.
And I agree with your point. You know, there's going to be a lot of...
But that's why a lot of companies won't let the husband train the wife.
Well, there's going to be a lot of, you know, bias things. But I will say this in defense of the males that want to train their own wives. If you think for a second they're going to avoid safety, they don't want to sleep while their wife's driving if the wife doesn't know how to drive right. So they're definitely making sure she's a safe driver. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that any husband that has trained his wife, he's making sure she can handle the rig at least going forward in cities.
Any driver's going to do that.
The backing thing, yeah, I agree. I mean, you're right. You probably would have been better off having someone more patient. You know, that could help you with backing. So anyways, that's...
Patient and Troy don't go together. Just letting y'all know that right now.
That's taking a lot away from me. Okay. Excuse me, I got to get by you.
Oops, my breast was too big.
Oh, Ruth. No, seriously, we're not making Talk CDL a perverted show. But that's exactly what we were talking about. All right, let's wrap this show up. All right, be careful of the company you choose. And be careful before you get your CDL. Make sure, especially you ladies, of knowing... And this... Actually, I want to go back to one thing. I've had that husbands ask if they want to train their wife for that reason, because they don't want to be gone and thinking their wife might have to go with a male trainer. And there's been many times where women will call and they'll say, I'm getting my CDL so I can go train my husband, but I am not allowed to be trained by a man. So that, you know, that and that right there goes back to the whole point of, you know, why that company was probably trying to make the females go females and blah, 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 blah. So.
Yeah, because you would have never, ever, ever, ever allowed a man to train me.
No, absolutely not. I would never. I'm not going to deny that.
You wouldn't have allowed a female to train me.
Yes, I would have. Why not?
You wouldn't have.
Yeah, well, you never know. But she might have hit on you. You know what I mean? Oh, excuse me. I got to get by you. No, I don't need that from a female to you. All right. Listen, this show's nutty. All right. All right, we're out. Talk CDL. All right.
Drive safe.
All right, take care.
Six, six.